So the same people who are withholding this information, lying to us about the pivot point in modern American history, sitting on the fact that a U.S. agency is complicit in the murder of an American president, those same people are now overseeing U.S. involvement in the war in Ukraine, Americans fighting Russia. And that involvement is escalating significantly. According to multiple reports tonight, the Biden administration is preparing to send Patriot missile defense systems to Ukraine. Now, these are not surface-to-air missiles. These are long-range missile defense systems that can shoot down both missiles and aircraft. They are more advanced than any weapon this country has sent so far to Ukraine. That's saying a lot. As recently as March, the Pentagon denied that it would ever do anything like this. A senior U.S. defense official said in March that, quote, there is no discussion about putting a Patriot battery in Ukraine. In order to do that, you would have to put U.S. troops with it to operate it. In other words, you would have American troops directly fighting Russia. Congress has not authorized that. The American public is not in favor of that. There's no justification for that. And of course, the risks of doing that are profound. But now we are. Positioning troops in Ukraine is no longer a problem. It's no longer a theoretical problem. It's a reality. And Democrats in Congress are encouraging it. Watch. I'm not that worried. He's not that worried because it's already happening. So U.S. military personnel are fighting Russia right now. That's a fact. But what's Russia's response? How close are we to something awful? Most Americans don't know because news from Russia has been cut off completely here. You're not allowed to know. It's been censored, as it is in North Korea. But you should know that the Russian Foreign Ministry has warned that there'll be, quote, consequences if the Biden administration puts Patriot missiles and U.S. personnel in Ukraine. Is that Russian propaganda? No, it's just what they said. So in order to underscore the point, the Russian government has just released footage of the Yars nuclear missile. That missile is capable of hitting both the United States and the UK. You're seeing footage of it right now. It shows a Russian Yars rocket being installed into a silo south of Moscow. A Russian general told state media that the plan is to hit London. Quote, you don't have to hit Washington first. It's too far away. London is next door. London is the main hotbed of all nastiness. So however you feel about Ukraine, you can oppose the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Most people do. We do. This is very serious. And you'd think that lawmakers in Congress would notice it was happening, but they don't seem to care. As Adam Schiff said the other day, Armageddon is a small price to pay because we need to defend, quote, democracy in Ukraine. So how do we get to a place where Adam Schiff, who is demonstrably dishonest and reckless, almost demented, in the way he behaves, is playing a significant role in U.S. foreign policy? It's scary. Pretty much everything they have told us about this war since the very beginning has been a lie. And again, most people don't know because our news is so controlled by the U.S. government, one of the things we've learned from the Twitter files. But very quickly, let's run through some of the things they've told us. They told us that sanctions were going to cripple the Russian economy. Joe Biden said that in a speech to the country. Did it? Well, this summer, the Russian ruble hit its strongest level in 7 years. And just a few months ago, Russia posted a massive trade surplus. Russian propaganda? No, economic facts. Our policy isn't working. In fact, it's counterproductive. From January to September of this year, Russia's trade surplus was $120 billion higher than it was in the same period last year. It's double Russia's previous record set in 2008. That's what our sanctions have done. Remember when we were told Putin would be crippled by sanctions? Liars. Rebel News reporter called Jeremy Lofredo just went to Moscow to see what is happening there. Turns out they're doing okay. What we're doing isn't hurting them, only us. Grocery stores in Moscow are not empty. They're not running out of food. And their food prices aren't bad either. Watch this. So there's no question that we will be accused of Russian propaganda for playing that clip. Not that we care. But it gives us the chance to make a very obvious point. That's news. Those are facts. We are bringing you information. You do with it what you will. That's not propaganda. Propaganda is when you withhold information from the population in order to affect a policy they don't actually support. That's what North Korea does. That's what the Soviet Union did. And that's what we're doing here. And that's why we're grateful that Jeremy Lofredo actually went to find out what was happening. He's with Rebel News. He joins us tonight. Jeremy, thanks so much for coming on. I'm certain you will be attacked as a tool of Putin, but let's ignore that and get to what you saw there. What it looked from the grocery store that sanctions are not hurting Moscow too badly.
Yeah, I was on my way to Russia and I saw the New York Times said that there's Soviet era shortages. The Washington Post said something along the lines of that there's essential goods scarcity. Foreign Policy, they put out a report that said that the economy in Russia is in a black hole that's, you know, of proportion that's never been seen before. And so, you know, I was a little nervous going there. And, you know, I went to rural areas outside of Moscow, and I went to grocery stores like you just saw, and, you know, things were cheap, and, you know, they had more things than, you know, the Whole Foods here in New York City. And, you know, what is the goal? What is the goal of these sanctions? The goal is obviously to cause unrest, shortages, make people unhappy with the government. Hopefully people will take to the streets. And at the end of the day, we want regime change in Russia. Right. We want a different government. But as you can tell, you know, that's not happening. I spoke to hundreds of people in Russia, and they fit into about three different categories of how they feel about the sanctions. The first category of people, they, you know, consider themselves Russian patriots, and they don't care if they can't use Netflix. They don't care if Spotify's gone. They don't care if they can't send money overseas. They believe in the cause, and they support their government. And then another group of people, maybe you would consider them, you know, liberals. We have them everywhere. And they oppose the sanctions only because they can't go on vacations. They can't, you know, watch Netflix. And they oppose the war because they oppose the sanctions. They just want to live how they normally live, right, which is a relatively comfortable lifestyle. And then the other group of people, they don't even notice anything's happening. Maybe they just buy food at the store. The gas is cheap. They drive around. They're not affected at all by these sanctions.
Right. Well, the point undergirding all of this is we're affected by the sanctions, and so is Western Europe, and they're crushing our economies. So let me just ask you very quickly, just for the record, were you accompanied by a Putin government minder? As was your reporting dictated or driven or steered by anyone from the Putin government?
No one from the government. Any government was with me. I was by myself walking around documenting what I was seeing.
And we're grateful that you did, because more information, the free flow of information, is essential in a democracy. Jeremy Lofredo, thank you so much.